Do you need more joy in your life? Then get into God's plan, where He has good things in store for you. Join Kenneth Copeland today as he explains how to know God's plan, live the plan, and rejoice in that plan He has specifically for you. Next, on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
1 Peter chapter 5. Let's begin reading with the first verse. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, the anointed one and his anointing, also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fades not away. Likewise, you younger. Now, he said some things here to the elders. Now he's saying the same thing to the younger ones. Likewise, you younger, submit yourselves to the elders. In other words, do the same thing I just told them to do, but you do it under their authority and listen to them. Now, there's something coming here, so keep your antennas up. Be subject one to another and be clothed. Put it on like a coat. In other words, be clothed with humility for God resists the proud and He gives grace. Notice what that said. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore. Whoa! He didn't say anything about it. God humbling me. It says for me to humble me. Study that out through and see what happens. You're a born-again child of God. You have certain rights and authority and privileges in the kingdom. God treats you with respect. He's not out slapping your jaws and publicly embarrassing you, trying to humble you. He says, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Well, what does that mean? Oh, well, you know, I'm just so unworthy. I'm just not worthy of God's goodness. I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Well, make up your mind. Which one are you? I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. Just trudging through the heat and the cold, trying to serve God the best I can. Oh, God, if you could just take some of this burden off of me. If you could just take this one thing, I believe I could handle the other. If you just take this one thing, just help me with this one thing. Oh, God, I know I'm unworthy. I know I'm no good. I know I'm such a jerk. Well, then shut up, jerk. Everything you said is an insult to the cross of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, my burdens are light. My yoke is easy. There's something wrong here. That self-debasement is not humility. You want me to tell you the truth? This whole mess that I just went through is more pride than it is humbling. Because that really sounds good up in front of the church.
Oh, yes. Now, I know I'm not worthy of anything, and I would never, oh, Brother Copeland, I would never stand up and say that I'm healed when everybody can see that my nose is running and my ear hurts and I got this big rash on my arm, see? After all, I would never lie about such a thing. Boy, there's a lot of pride in that. But that's really only a part of the pride that God's talking about. We need to find out what the humility is, and we need to find out God's concept of pride. And it's all right there. And it's so simple, it's hard to misunderstand it. In fact, you have to have help to misunderstand it. The Bible is a simple book. And we've had some high-priced help to help us misunderstand it in times past. Amen. Well, my goodness, what is this? Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Oh, he would never exalt me. You didn't humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. You're still carrying on with your pride. That he may exalt you in due time. Well, what is it, Lord? How do I humble myself? How do I bring myself in humility under the mighty hand of God? Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. When you're carrying that care, instead of handing it to him, you are in pride, and he can't help it. Since he will not bless pride, he hadn't pulled you out of line and just started resisting you. All he has to be is just himself, and there will be resistance to that pride. Why? Because he promised you that he would carry this whole thing if you'd bring it to him. And you're not bringing it to him. You're not doing what he says. You're in disobedience then. Well, then everything he's doing, everything he's saying is going crosswise of you. It's not that he's trying to resist you and break you down. You just keep running into him and bouncing off. Let me tell you what judgment actually is. There is coming a day of judgment, but we're not there yet. However, there is judgment being manifested in the land. There always is. What is that judgment? The wages of sin is death. Judgment has come because what he said has come to pass, and you kept sowing the same seed and the harvest finally came, and that's judgment. It is reaping what you sow. God's the one trying to get you to repent. Now, here is another thing that you need to know about God. The scripture says God has placed every member, every born-again child of God in a place that pleases him. The scripture says that God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants, of his family. But if you're not in that place, first thing you need to do is find out where it is. He's not hiding it from you. He's hiding it from the devil. Some people have the idea that God's sitting up there saying, yeah, they ain't never going to figure that one out, I guarantee you. I got this thing hidden so good. Are you kidding? They'll never find this out. That's not God. You have a place. It's your laughing place. The scripture calls it your wealthy place. They came... They left crying, but they returned rejoicing into their wealthy place. Hallelujah. There is a place that is so full of joy. It may be some place that nobody else in the whole world could get any joy out of it, but he created you to be there. Amen. And when you got there, you said, ha, 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 I was born to be here, man. Glory to God. Can't nobody else figure out how you put up with it. But you think, oh man, this is the greatest place on earth. Yes, sir. Some of the certain things I was just born to do. And tonight, I am standing right there on that red line, right here in this spot, I'm standing exactly where I was supposed to be, born to be here before the foundation of the world, called to be on this spot right now. I am right where I'm supposed to be, and I know it. But I didn't get that way by just kind of lollygagging around. I mean, there comes a time when you have to seek first the kingdom of God. You seek Him. You seek His plan. He told Abraham, I got a place for you. Didn't he tell Abraham to move?
Yes, he did.
Leave his kinfolks? I wonder why God told Abram to leave. Shall we enter into theological debate concerning this mystery? I'll save you a lot of time. The reason God called Abram to leave is because he was in the wrong place. And he had an adventure for him on the move. And he said, I will show you where to go. Isn't that good? He'll show you the plan. Go get in it. Now, he has a plan. He's got a plan for you. I really like to read the scripture. I've had the Lord to say it to me this way, is where I got it. Seek ye first the plan of God and His righteousness, His way of doing right. Seek His plan and do it His way, and all these things will be added to you.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Amen. That's the reason Jesus said, not my will, sir, but your will be done. Not my plan, sir, but your plan be done on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus bought and paid for the right and privilege for you and me to know the plan, work the plan, live the plan, rejoice in the plan.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm in the place that's full of grace.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I don't preach me happy.
Yeah.
Glory.
Us too.
Now, what is this then about humble myself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. You be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Well, he can't devour me. He can't devour you if you'll carry this out. So what is then pride according to this scripture? Someone that carries his own care. What is humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God? Casting all your care over on Him. He would never command you to cast your care over on Him and then Him refuse to take it. Huh? No. It says He cares for you. Did you know He is your caretaker?
Yes.
Praise God. And people all the time are saying, take care. No, thank you. No, I believe I'll pass that up. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, what is this care? He said, you resist the devil that's seeking to devour you. He's using the care to devour you. That care, if you'll carry it, is his key to your front door. What is that care? That word, care, means an over-engrossing mental affair of worry, anxiety, concern, fear. It means all of those things. Somebody have an amplified translation here close to me someplace? All right, now I want you to listen carefully, because
The Amplified Translation. Uh-oh. Thank you. Will amplify these words. That's the purpose of the Amplified Translation. There are Greek words. English, it's hard to express things in the English language. English is made up of a lot of different languages in the first place. And so if it's a word like care that takes several English words to express it, now what are they attempting to do? They are attempting to give you concept, insight into what care is according to what the word is saying. So now listen to this. In the All right. Come down to the sixth verse. Therefore, humble yourselves, lower yourself in your own estimation, but didn't stop there, under the mighty hand of God. In other words, instead of going on what I think, I humble myself to what he's already said, because what he has said is right. If he said, by his stripes ye were healed, then by his stripes I was healed. And I take that as final authority. I humble myself to that statement. I don't care. I don't care what is being manifested in my physical body. Now, somebody said, how can you say that when it's not true? Well, now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You saying that 1 Peter 2:24 not true? Yeah, but the truth is you got this thing all over your arm there. No, that's not true. That's a fact. That is a changeable fact.
Yes, amen.
And if I stay with the truth, by his stripes you were healed, that truth will change this fact.
Amen.
Now, did you get the concept of that?
Yeah.
I'm not calling things that are the way they are. I'm calling things that are not as though they were. Why? Because I've humbled myself under his word. What he said is right. Well, I feel like it or not. That's true humility. Now, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that in due time he may exalt you. Now listen, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all. Well, I'm not worried about it, but I am concerned about it. Quit trying to con your way around this word and hang on to some of that for yourself and get rid of it. Cast the whole of it over on him once and for all. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. If you let him, he'll watch over you all the time. Now, he has a plan for you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for the anointing on this.
He has a plan for you. And he knows how good it is. And he knows how wonderful it is. And you're out here, you know, you're tracking in a different direction. He's all the time trying to bump you back towards that plan. Quit resisting him. Amen. Humble yourself under his command.
No matter what is going on in the world, recession, devastation, family trouble, disease, believers have a tool at their side that can change everything. Prayer. God always answers prayer, and He desires that we be people whose prayers get results. How to Get Your Prayers Answered 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan, the latest Lifeline kit from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is an easy-to-use collection designed to help you learn how to pray with confidence and stop all doubt. It has Kenneth Copeland Ministries' most comprehensive book on the subject of prayer and is filled with practical steps, scriptures to stand on, and thought-provoking devotional questions. This Lifeline kit also contains a CD of prayers that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland prayed just for you, faith and action cards to carry with you or share with others, worship songs to keep your heart and mind focused, and a bonus teaching DVD of strong word-based messages. Your life will change when you know the keys. Renew your mind and discover how to get your prayers answered today. Order the newest volume in our best-selling Lifeline series, How to Get Your Prayers Answered by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for just $19.99. Whether you're new to prayer or want to power up your quiet time, this will move you from the basics to being a world-changing prayer warrior. For an additional product discount and 48-hour processing, order your Lifeline kit online. For more ministry resources available to you from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, go to kcm.org. Blessing of the Lord were the people of Venezuela at the Victory Campaign. Fervent, eager, passionate, zealous, hungry were the hearts of the people. Open and willing to believe that the Word of God works. Strong manifestations of the blessing were evident beyond all expectations.
The healing power of Jesus is here. Your miracle is here.
Estos dolores que yo tenía aquí en la parte de la espalda era el de los riñones, porque a mí me habían detectado unos quistes en los riñones. Cuando llegué aquí vine y yo le pedí a Jesús que me mandara esa sanación. Y aquí vengo.
Perfecto. Gracias a Dios.
Y entonces yo clamé y dije, gracias Señor, porque sé que me estás sanando. Sé que me estás bajando el azúcar.
Your arm and shoulder is healed now.
Y movía, no paraba de mover el brazo porque no podía creer que todo esto coincidía con lo que yo he sentido durante un año.
You are supposed to prosper. You're supposed to be healed. You're supposed to be delivered. Why? Because you're blessed.
Fully persuaded that the blessing of the Lord is God's plan for you.
Y lo que imparte el hermano Copeland es la vida, el espíritu de Dios, llenando nuestros espíritus de esa fortaleza y de esa fe.
Se acabó la pobreza, se acabó la enfermedad, se acabó la ruina, se acabó la derrota, se acabó la maldición en mi vida.
15,000 people attended the two-day Venezuela Victory Campaign. Over 250 people were won to the Lord. Over 400 pastors attended from all over the nation and surrounding countries like Peru, Colombia, Aruba, and Mexico. It was marvelous to see how the youth didn't have to think twice as the altar call was made, running to Jesus with eager hearts, embracing the truth that you don't have to live less than blessed.
Bless the nation. Bless the president. Bless everybody. Bless Venezuela. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre del Señor Jesús.
I bless this nation.
Yo bendigo esta nación.
Hello, I'm Jeremy Pearson. You just saw highlights from the 2011 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Now, As Brother Copeland was ministering to the people of this nation, the people of South America, lives were changed. People, praise God, were set free by the Word of God. And that's what happens when the Word of God is preached, and that's what happens when people receive it by faith. And I want to say thank you. Thank you to the partners of this ministry. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for being in agreement with us. Thank you for being a part of this mighty move of God that is taking place right now in South America. God is doing great things all over this world. Now listen, you have a place. It's a place that the scripture calls your wealthy place, your place where the grace of God is all over your life. It's a place full of joy, and it's called God's will for your life. And God will show you His plan. But I'm telling you, now's the time to get into His plan. Get out of your plan, get out of this world system, and get into His plan. But you must refuse to carry the care. Don't try to figure out how it's all going to happen. You need to learn to rest. You need to learn to trust. Now, so many people, they're worried, they're concerned. I'm praying, and my prayers aren't getting answered. But I want you to know something, that Kenneth Copeland Ministries, my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria, have put together something, and it's just for you. It's called How to Get Your Prayers Answered. It's a spiritual lifeline kit that they want to make available to you. And no matter what is going on around you, no matter what's happening with your family, on the job, at home, you as a believer, you've got something on your side that changes everything, and it's called prayer. But you've got to know how to pray. You've got to know how to talk to God, and you've got to know how to hear from God. When you begin to develop this lifestyle of faith, this lifestyle of prayer, you get into God's plans and you get His results. Now, doesn't that sound wonderful? Well, order yours today and get some for the family, get some for friends. These things make great gifts. It will be a blessing to you. I promise you that. I want to make sure you join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland next week on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast as we celebrate Thanksgiving together. Thanksgiving is the language of faith, and you need to be a part of this very special broadcast. Partners, thank you once again for being a part of this ministry. We thank God for you every day, and we pray for you for the success and increase of your life. Praise the Lord. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, and we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. The Branson Victory Campaign, March 8th through the 10th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Living Victory West Coast Faith Encounter, Anaheim, California with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. Dates to be announced. Celebrate 30 years in Europe at the Europe Victory Campaign, May 10th through 12th, with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Excel Center in London, UK.